camp meetings, their object, and how to conduct them, all to be workers. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Ephesians 4, verse 11 to 13. This scripture presents a large circumference of work that may be brought into our camp meetings. All these gifts are to be an exercise. Every faithful worker will minister for the end presented, the perfecting of the saints. Those who are in training for work in the cause in any line should improve every opportunity to work at the camp meeting. Wherever camp meetings are held, young men who have received an education in medical missionary lines should feel it their duty to act a part. They should be encouraged not only to work in medical lines, but also to speak upon the points of present truth, giving the reasons why we are Seventh-day Adventists. These young men, given an opportunity to work with older ministers, will receive much help and blessing. There is something for everyone to do. Every soul that believes the truth is to stand in his lot and place, saying, "Here am I, Lord, send me." By engaging in work at the camp meeting, all may be learning how to work more successfully in their home churches. The best help which the minister can give to the church is not all in sermonizing, but planning work for them. Give each one something to do for others. Show them that as receivers of the grace of God, all are under obligation to work for Him. And let all be taught how to work. Especially should those who are newly come to the faith be educated to become laborers together with God. If set to work, the despondent would soon forget their despondency. The weak would become strong, the ignorant intelligent, and all would be prepared to present the truth as it is in Jesus. They would find an unfailing helper in Him who has promised to save all who come unto Him.